Menachos per Gimel Mishnah Dalet 3:4. You recall that the Mincha very much parallels the Zevach in terms of its various rules. So we're going to see some of those parallels coming into play over here in this Mishnah. The first is that we have a Machlokas Tanayim, Psachim. If the Kohen doesn't have the meat of the animal to matir by offering the blood. So in other words, the body of the animal is now gotten lost or burned or tummy or something, and the blood hasn't yet been offered. So can you still put the blood in the Mizbeach? That's a machlokas tonight. Okay, according to Rabbi Yoshua, the answer is no. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the answer is yes. So the question, by analogy, over here, the first part of our Mishnah is, what happens if the shirayim, the part that would be eaten by the Kohanim, gets lost or apostle, burned? So, and that happens before you offer the komets on the Mizbech, the komets being the matir for the shirayim, just as the blood is the matir for the basar of the zevach. So then, without the remaining shirayim to be able to be eaten, can one still offer the komets, or now is the whole thing, you know, a bust? So says the Mishnah, nitma'u shireha, if the shirayim become tame, nisrafu shireha, or if the shirayim become burned up and lost, or avdu shireha, or if the shirayim become lost, Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer, or Kuntur Eliezer, who has his basic position that dam afalpi she'en basar, you can offer the blood even though there's no meat to be permitted by it. So shera, the komets can be put on the mizbeach, and the mincha effect is effective, right? Whatever had to be done is done, and that ticks the box. But ukamidas Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yehoshua's approach, he would hold psula, that if you haven't got shirayim to be permitted and eaten, then you can't offer the komets, the korban becomes pasul, because Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is imein basar, ein dam. He says if there's no meat to be eaten, there's no permissibility of offering the blood. Similarly, if there's no shirayim to be eaten, there's no possibility of offering the komets. And the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehoshua. So indeed, if you lose the shirayim before you've offered the komets, the korban is pasul, the mincha is pasul, you have to do it again. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is a new topic in truth. In fact, it's a new Mishnah in the Bavli. What happens if you didn't put the komets into a klisharis before putting it onto the mizbeach? You recall when it comes to zvachim, there are four essential blood avodos: the shechita, the extraction of the blood, if you will, the kabbalah bakli, the receiving of it into a utensil, a klisharis, a consecrated utensil, then the holacha and zrika, the bringing it to the mizbeach and offering it on the mizbeach. So similarly, you have the kamitza, which is the extraction, then you have the komet, then you have the nesina bakli, the putting of that komet into a utensil, and then you have bringing it, the holacha, and the burning it. The question is, what happens if you didn't put in the utensil? Is that going to be, you skip that step, if you will, you skip the step. Now, we're not talking about the step of putting it into a klisharis prior to making the mincha. That's an essential step according to everybody, because that's what invests the mincha with kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctity. But the question is, if you skip the step of an asina bakli and you put it straight from, take a komet and put it straight onto the fire. So b'di'evid, are you yotzi? So that's another machlokas here we see in the Mishnah. It says, shlo b'kli sharis. If a person took the komet, then didn't put in the kli sharis, then put it straight into the fire on the mizbeach, psula, that mincha is pasul, because you skip the essential step. Just as you need to have nesina bakli, you have to have kabbalah bakli with a zevach, you need nesina bakli when it comes to a mincha. However, Rabbi Shimon is machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, a b'di'evin. Why is that the case? Because it's a separate drasha. There's a drasha he learns that says kodesh kadashim hi, the mincha is kodesh kadashim, kachatas u'cha'asham, v'cha'asham. It's like a chatas and a asham, he understands, the same way a chatas, the blood goes with one's finger on the mizbeach, as opposed to asham, which it's splashed on the mizbeach, so too you can put that's coming to teach you by drasha, that the komets can go straight without going from a kli first onto the mizbeach. That's his drasha. Halacha not like Rabbi Shimon. So in other words, the halacha is, if you skip the step of nesina b'kli, the mincha is pasul. The third part of the Mishnah is a new point altogether, which is, what happens if you put the komets in multiple stages? Like let's say, for example, you take a komets, and after a kamitza, you divide it into two halves, and you put each half separately on the mizbeach. Is that okay? So the Mishnah says, hiktir kumtza pa'amaim, if you burn on the mizbeach your komets in two separate parts, you do two separate burnings, then kshera, it's still okay. The basic underlying principle here is that as long as each burning of a kometz or partial kometz consists of at least one kazayas, an olive's volume of kometz. Then even if you do it multiple stages, multiple portions, parts, it's going to be okay. The assumption of our Mishnah here is that you could fit two plus kazayasim into one kometz, but not three. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying pamayim twice, meaning two. If you do it in two halves, it could be okay because each half could be at least could be a kazayas in size. Whereas you couldn't do it in three thirds because a third of a kometz wouldn't be a kazayas in size. But as it happens, if you happen to be have a gigantic hand as a kohen and you could fit four kazayasim in your kometz because you just have monster hands, you know, you're like a basketball player size fingers. So then, indeed, you could do it even three or four, as long as each and every portion of the kometz goes in the mizbeach and each and every portion is put in an installment the size of at least one kazayas in size. So then the mincha is kasher.